From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. This morning, our Planet Money team reported on a new charity called Give Directly. It's trying to help poor people in the developing world in an unusual way. It's trying to help them by just sending them money. The money's not a loan. Recipients don't have to pay it back. And there are no strings attached. They can spend it however they want. This is a somewhat radical idea in the charity world, and it's raising some uncomfortable questions. Now the second report from David Kestenbaum and Jacob Goldstein, who went to Kenya for a closer look at both sides of this charity debate.
Here's the way most charities work. They get money from donors and spend it on things they think will help people. They build schools or provide medicine, or they give people cows.
When we were in Kenya, we visited a village where people had been given cows by a group called Heifer International. And we can report these were some very impressive cows. They looked strong, they looked healthy, they looked, frankly, like they could eat the local cows we'd seen in other villages. There was a moment where I thought this cow was going to eat me.
Maybe it's not a good idea.
We should just step out of the crowd and ask her to tell us.
And like lots of charities, Heifer also spends money to provide training. Working with another group called Send a Cow, they taught people to make sure their cows got the right nutrition and to keep detailed logs tracking milk production. People visited the village to make sure everything was going well. And all this really helped. A woman named Grace Ochien, who got a cow in the program, says her cow produces an enormous amount of milk.
Mine is 14, 15 liters per day.
And it used to be?
One. The local cows.
One liter compared to 14 or 15? So it's 14 or 15 times better?
Yes.
So that's a traditional charity. Give Directly, on the other hand, takes money from donors and just gives that money to poor people. Bernardo Mundi lives in a nearby village in western Kenya. He remembers when he got money from Give Directly. He got a text message on his phone.
It was sent very early in the morning. I was still in my bed. I jumped up. My wife asked me, Bernard, what is it? Then I told her, the guys of Give Direct have sent us the money. It's here.
He says the money, $1,000 in all, changed his life. With part of it, he bought a used motorcycle, which he drives as a taxi, charging people for rides.
There's another big difference between Give Directly and lots of other charities. And you can see it in Give Directly's annual report. There are no happy anecdotes about, say, a guy who used money to buy a motorcycle. There are no pictures of smiling children. In fact, there are no pictures of people at all.
Paul Niehaus, one of Give Directly's founders, says this is intentional.
None of our photos are super high quality. We take them for monitoring purposes and not to, like, create glossy brochures for donors.
You say glossy brochures with such disdain.
I do.
Give Directly is a challenge to other charities. Niehaus is pretty blunt about this. Providing training, flying in experts, paying staff, and, yes, making glossy brochures, all that costs money. Niehaus says if you're a charity and you think what you're doing is better than just giving money, prove it.
We would like to see organizations make the case that they think they can do more good for the poor with a dollar than the poor could do for themselves. That would be fantastic. And I think some may be able to make a convincing case, but if you go to the websites today, I don't think you're going to see that argument being made. Nobody even bothers.
Niehaus says charities should be clear about how much they're spending and how much what they're doing is helping. And to figure this out, he says, charities should do actual experiments. Give Directly is working with independent researchers who are conducting an experiment. The fancy term is a randomized controlled trial. Basically, there are two groups of villagers. One group gets money, the other does not. Then they compare the two groups so they can tell what difference getting money makes.
The researchers are doing this incredibly detailed survey. It takes about 6 hours per family. And Michael Fay, another one of Give Directly's founders, says there are hundreds of questions.
Have health outcomes improved? Has your income improved? Have you been able to feed yourself? How have family dynamics evolved? All these sorts of things.
They also measure kids' height and weight to see how they're doing. The results from the study are due out later this year, and they will be made public.
So if you wanted to figure out which is better, giving cows in training or giving cash, you could take the same approach. You could take one village and give the people cows in training, and in the next village over, take the money you would have spent on cows in training and just give it to people. Paul Niehaus from Give Directly, not surprisingly, loved this idea.
It would be great, wouldn't it? It would be fantastic. That's exactly what the sector needs.
We called up Heifer International to see what they thought. We talked to Elizabeth Bintliff, vice president of Heifer's Africa programs.
How would you feel about a head-to-head trial where one village gets cash, the other village gets the same amount of money spent on cows and training?
and we see which does better.
Well, let me say this. I mean, as an African woman, that sounds to me like a terrible idea. I mean, you know, it sounds like an experiment, and we're not about experiments. These are lives of real people.
I think the give directly response to that would be, we have to do experiments because that's how we can figure out the very best way to help people.
It's just not that linear. It's not an equation. It's an ecosystem. That's the only way I can describe it.
She says Heifer does measure its programs. It's worked with independent researchers who study Heifer's projects.
The University of Western Michigan evaluates Heifer's projects and has found that there's very positive return to families in terms of income, nutrition, and other indicators, gender relations, children's welfare, education, and so on.
Do you know what any of the numbers are from that study?
I can send those to you, yes.
But after we talked to Elizabeth Bintliff, we got an email from Heifer. It said, thanks for your interest in those Western Michigan evaluations, but, quote, as the sources cited are unpublished, we're not able to provide further information publicly at this time.
Until pretty recently, the charity world has been about doing stuff that helps without really thinking, well, how much does it help exactly? And how much does it cost? But there does seem to be this shift that's starting to happen. Philanthropy is getting nerdier, more data-driven.
Last year, the Give Directly guys gave a presentation at Google's corporate charity office. They didn't show any pictures of people. What they did show were charts and studies and numbers. And the people at Google were impressed. They gave GiveDirectly $2.4 million and told Paul Niehaus and Michael Fay, you're thinking too small. Go figure out how to give money to lots more poor people. I'm Jacob Goldstein.
And I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.